So I'm here with Davo after a 4-4 draw away at Beaconsfield in the league. lots to talk about, Davo, I suppose. Let's start with the first half. You must have been delighted within the first half hour, the start you made, the fact you were a goal up, and then that must have completely turned around at half-time when you found yourself 2-1 down.
I thought we played ever so well for half an hour. I thought we was outstanding. You know, it was a good away performance. It was one of those, soak up a little bit of pressure for the first 10, 15 minutes, like you have to do against decent sides. And then we, like I said, soaked it up and then got the goal. Excellent goal, I thought. Simba broke through, played a nice little ball through to Coxie, who's clinically put it away for 1-0. Should have gone to a 3-up, I thought. A couple of very good chances. Zach's hit the bar, I think, or deflected onto the bar. It was a good chance to score. We've had one or two others. Ultimately, we should have gone further ahead. In the end, as we do, we seem to have a little spell in a half where we let ourselves down and they've scored. Poor defending, given a free kick away, and the Sasso's hit an absolute... Well, that's a worldie. You won't see a better free kick than that. It's gone, dipped in and hit the stanchion. It's just an absolute phenomenal strike. But disappointing to give the free kick away. And then almost right on the stroke of half-time, just a couple of minutes later, they've got another, gone 2-1 up. And in the end, you sat there in half-time thinking, well, you know, played ever so well and we're 2-1 down. So hard to sort of pick lads up after that, because they've done pretty much everything you want them to do, with the exception of a couple of little things. And we've gone in 2-1 down.
Yeah, whatever you said to him at half-time must have worked, though, because you come out, again, you came out with a lot of purpose and very quickly got yourself back into the game at 2-2 and looked much a better side for the rest of the half. Just to say as well, the second goal, the chip from Chalky was quite exceptional.
It's sublime, wasn't it? It's just a great strike. I've sort of gone and made a little tackle. I've broke as if he's going to slip me in, and he's just dinked it over the keeper from, what, 30-odd yards, and it's just dipped under the bar. It's a great goal for 2-2. 3-2, that was at the pen.
3-2 for them. They went 3-2 up.
That's right, yeah, 3-2. Just almost pretty quickly from that. Bad goal. Big punt up the field, and they flicked it on, and we were too flat. Lads got in and struck it underneath Pricey. Should have saved it. A keeper of his calibre should have saved it. So 3-2 then, and then I've pulled it back to 3-3, put a cross in, the lads sort of pushed Chalky over as he's about to nod it in, and I've slotted that away, 3-3. Then we've gone 4-3 up. Simba, great, Chalky slipped him in, doesn't he, I think, good move into Chalky, slipped a sim, clinical finish, 4-3, and you think, you know, come on, we can hang on here, 10 minutes to go. They've thrown Med forward, put another forward on, and then scored very easy goal in a header from a striker 4 yards out. You've got to ask questions about it. It's a poor goal, and we've ended up 4-4 with 5 minutes to go, and you think, you know, maybe we don't want to lose this game 5-4. We don't want to lose the game 5-4. But yeah, we clung on. Well, I say clung on. We closed the game out well for 4-4. But yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I suppose it's one of those games where I guess you don't know how to feel. Do you feel that it's 2 points dropped because you were 4-3 up, or do you feel that it's a fantastic point gained away from home and you've scored 4 goals away from home? It's a tough one, really.
It is a difficult one. I mean, they're a form side. They won 8 in a row, 9 in a row or something before, you know, kind of lost and drew the last couple of games. So they were flying, and we've come here. You probably... Would you have taken a point at the start? Maybe. It keeps our sort of good run going. We've only lost 2 in 12 against Royston and Barton, which is tremendous. But the trouble is, it's a lot of draws. Other teams are winning, and we're sort of staying stagnant in the league. But the form has been fantastic. So, difficult one. We played well. We've had lapses of concentration in the game for sort of 10-minute spells in both halves that have cost us dear. But in the main, performance levels... Midfield were outstanding. Front three were outstanding. Full-back, particularly Willow, was excellent. Were good. Centre-halves have been brilliant most of the time. Had an off day today. So I'd say probably a 2 points drop, but you can look at it as a point gained as well, really.
Yeah, and to be honest, watching the game, it looked as though it was just a good game of two mid-table teams. You know, they're not a bad side. They're at 3 points above yourself. And as I say, it looked, for all the world, it was a good game, good Southern League game with two mid-table sides.
I'd say probably two top-half sides, you know, with the quality that was on display. It was a good game of football and a good advert for Southern League. You know, that... They're much talked about that they're a young side and they're this, that and the other. They're not that, you know. They're certainly streetwise. They get in and around the referee. The staff do that, and I've got no problem with that. But, you know, let's not cloud ourselves with judgment that they're young kids. They're far from that. I've not seen many teams get around the ref as much as they do. And again, I've got no problem with it. We just, as a team, we don't do it. We've got two or three that do it. Myself, Coxie, Zach. Other than that, we don't really do it. So I think... often we don't really get the rub of the green with the referees, but yeah, they're a good side. I can see why they've won so many games. They're exceptional going forwards, but so are we. So yeah, decent game.
Yeah, no, you come on to a bit of a big week, really. I mean, you've got a cup game in terms of Sandhurst on Tuesday, which you can correct me because I might be wrong, I think it's a semi-final.
Quarter final,
and then you've got Ashford at home on Saturday. And although that might not sound necessarily a big week, you haven't had a lot of games recently, and it must be nice to be playing football. And the reason it's a big week is because you've got three games in a week.
Yeah, it is. And so, I thought, you know, today the fact that we kept going after adversity a couple of times and from behind again, and kept going, I thought our energy levels were outstanding. We've trained hard whilst we've been out. You know, a lot of teams wouldn't have done a lot, but we've done stuff continuously. Lads have paid for their own training venues, staff have paid for training venues. You know, it's been an excellent effort from everyone to keep themselves ticking along, and you know, I thought it showed today with our energy levels were outstanding. I thought on a pretty, you know, heavy pitch. So yeah, you know, we look forward to Tuesday. It's a cup game, we'll make a few changes, no doubt, and hopefully we can get a result in that. You know, it won't be easy, they'll be coming gunning to beat us. And then we've got Ashford, who, again, they'll be coming for revenge after we beat them 4-3. So, yeah, we look forward to it.
Yeah, and yeah, in terms of points, as you said earlier, you're picking up the odd points here and there, and unfortunately it's meaning that you're fairly stagnant. The league is quite tight, although, I mean, I'm guessing, and let us know, your aim must still be that top-half finish.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, a long way off, because we're, what, 18th or 19th or 17th or whatever we are. But in reality, it's two or three wins, so you know, our goal difference is a bit better than it was. We've cut that back recently, still leaking too many goals, but not many teams score as many as us, that's for sure. So yeah, let's see if we can get a couple of wins, and then it'll kick us right up the league. But you know, in the end, we always look for bettering a point a game, and we're well on course for that. And then once you get to that level and 40 points, can we get the 40? That'd be good. Can we get the 50? And then just see where it takes us, really.
Well, congratulations on your point today, and best of luck for the week ahead.
Cheers, mate.